Blog Talk Radio.
You never stop.
Ben Fitzgerald was talking about a praying mother. And one night, I was in my room, and we were in the middle of a situation, about to be evicted. A lot of you know my story, been homeless before, but we were about to be evicted, and I heard my mom crying in the middle of the night, and I wondered what was up, so I got up out of my bed, and I went over to her room, and I thought she was, you know, going through something was wrong. And so the door was cracked and I pushed it open just to see what was wrong with mom. And the crying that I heard wasn't the kind of crying that I thought it was. She was kneeling next to the bed thanking God for his faithfulness. Even though she may not see the situation changing, she was declaring, God, you're still good and I thank you for what we do have. We may not have all that we've been asking for, but we thank you that we have everything that we need because we have his Jesus. And I declare,
amen. Beautiful. He is a way maker. And he does all he needs to do to protect us and make sure that we're good and that we're safe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for always looking out for us, working behind the scenes and not looking to be famous, just looking to love us and protect us and keep us. We're so blessed because of who he is. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Listen, guys, I just want to thank you for tuning in to Soul Eye Records Radio today, where we're just going to meditate on Christ. And, you know, I hope you are good wherever you are in the world, and much love to you. We just want to pray for you and your family and your friends. We all need to do that together for each other. And I just pray that you would join me in this because it's so important that we love on each other and that we're there for each other and that we reach out to Christ and we trust him in the storm. And so I want you to take a moment to just think about the people that you know that are hurting. And if you happen to be one of those people, we're going to pray for you as well. But I want you to meditate on Christ and understand that he is ready to quicken you. I want you to open your hearts to him so he can quicken you, pull you in to the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit has been left here by Jesus to redirect us and bring us home and keep us safe as we go through our journey in life, which can be very difficult at times, scary. You know, and so it's important that we get our priorities together. I mean, it's so important that we get our priorities straight because, you know, we are obviously God's priority. He's died on the cross for us. He's done so many miracles. He's blessed us every single day. He died for us before we were even born. He knows us by name. He knows our situation. He knows who we are, which is even a little more like out there, a little scary, like, whoa, you know, because behind closed doors, we are not always exactly who we are around our friends and family. But God knows who we are. But despite that, he loves us. Because his priorities are straight. I mean, it would be very, just imagine if you were in love with someone. They, you made them your priority. You loved them. But you weren't their priority. How would that feel? How would that feel to know that you care so much about someone? And they're like, you're cool, but, you know, I'm not going to give you all of me because there's so many other things that are more important than you. So their priorities are not quite like yours. So, but we have to start here with us first and make sure we have our priorities in line. And Christ needs to be our priority. Let me priority. The fact that a condition or being regarded or treated as more important. A thing that is regarded as more important than another. The right to take precedence or to proceed before others. That's what priority is. And we need to make sure that God, our Heavenly Father, takes precedence over everything, over our finances, over our stress, over our relationships, over our jobs. You know, And it's so important. So listen, we all fall short and we all need God. We need the love of Christ to help, to give us that foundation of security, knowing that God has got us despite how it looks outside. And so I'm going to ask you to join me in prayer. We can pray to God, to him as if he was just one of your friends. Trust me, you are a friend of God. You belong to him. And just like you would have your children or anyone that you love come to you when they have an issue, God is waiting. He's right there. He is your confidant, and he's ready. So join me, okay? Let's just meditate on Christ together right now for the next few minutes, you and I. Let's pray with him. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you so much for loving us first. Father, we ask if you would just please forgive us for our sins. Please help to redirect us. Please heal us, Father. Please heal us from our wicked ways, Father. We thank you so much for caring so much about us that you would come back here to save us. Thank you in advance. Thank you so much for taking care of all of our loved ones, our children, our children's children. Thank you for taking care of our parents. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to love you and an opportunity to love each other in your name. We're so blessed because of who you are. We thank you. We thank you for dying on the cross. Whereas we know it was so hard, but it meant so much to you to do what you had to do for us. And so, Father, we ask right now that you just direct us. Just continue to guide us to work our way back home to you. Father, please lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We love you and we need you and we trust you. Oh God, you are amazing and we can't do this without you. So please forgive us as every day we find ourselves doing something, being controlled by our humanness and not our spiritualness. So, Father, please send your Holy Spirit to guide us and let redirect our paths so that we can come home to you, Father. We thank you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, I just hope that you know that God loves you. He loves you so much. And I'm so grateful that you tuned in because it's important that you tune in because you need to know that God is trying to get your attention because you're His and He loves you. Don't feel like you're not worthy because you're worthy. He's already died for you. He just wants to know that you love him too and that you trust him and that you would give him the opportunity to rebuild your life. Give him the opportunity. He's molding you. He wants to mold you into being the person that he wants you to be. Because he needs you to go out there and be a blessing. He wants to use you as a vessel of Christ. Don't take this information and keep it to yourself. You have to share the word of God. That's the whole purpose of this. So get your priorities straight and let God be your priority. Let Jesus know how important he is to you. I know it's hard and it's difficult at times. We all fall short. I fall short daily, on a daily basis. That's why I know I need him. Because that same old man in me that was guiding me down the wrong path is still in me. But I am saved by my Heavenly Father. And I'm so grateful for that. It's a wonderful place to be, and that's why I wanted to share this with you. And you, I just meditate on Christ. Find it, you know, it's like 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 5 minutes. Just make sure it's quality time between you and Christ, okay? And enjoy your relationship with him because he sure would love to enjoy his relationship with you. So come on, guys. Let's just praise him together on Soul Light Records Radio.
by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you.
So God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe. Father, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe.
Glory belongs to You. All the glory belongs to You, oh God. All the glory belongs to You. All the glory belongs to You, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to You. All the glory belongs to You, oh God. All the glory belongs to You. All the glory belongs to You, oh God.
Give Your name the highest praise today. So we say ha, yeah, say ha, yeah, hallelujah, say ha, yeah,
Yahweh.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now, come on, sing.
All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
To you.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift you high in all the earth. Because you're worthy of all of the praise today, yeah.
Beautiful man, oh man, I love that song. And all the glory belongs to you, Yahweh. Guys, I just want to say thank you for tuning in today. I know Sundays is, you know, a day where, you know, a lot of us just want to chill and just relax from everything that goes on in the world all the time. And I appreciate you and you know, just tuning in and hanging out with me because you are a blessing to me and you bless me and my heart. And so, you know, I was talking to some brothers today in regards to being honest with ourselves, you know, just completely being honest with ourselves. And, you know, I find myself sometimes really challenged that I am not completely honest with myself, you know. And what I mean by that is just like, you know, I don't know if the word is honest with yourself, but you know how like you may do something that's not right, and instead of checking yourself, or you may say something that's not right, instead of checking yourself right then and there, you kind of just let it go. You know, that leads to bad habits, I believe. I believe that if we don't stop it and catch it right then and there and just be honest to ourselves. I mean, nobody else has to know. No one else has to check us. We could check ourselves. We know when we're moving in the wrong way. We know what we may do or say when no one's around. You know, it's like, we have to check ourselves, and before we wreck ourselves, we want to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because if we don't check ourselves, we will end up doing something, and it will just continue to, it become like a habit. You're doing it over and over because you never did anything about it, trying to fix it along the way. And so I think we have to try a little harder to be honest with ourselves and say, man, you gotta get yourself together, Wardell. You got to get yourself together, you know, Michelle, you know, whoever the person is or whoever, you know, and it's not for anybody. I mean, we need to just do this for ourselves. We don't need to do that to other people. You know, in the Proverbs, it says, you know, don't talk about the speck in your brother's eye when you have a board in your own eye. Like, whoa, that's a reality check. Like, you're right. You're right. I'm going to complain about somebody else, and I got my own. I, you know, that's why it's very uncomfortable for us to judge people if you think about what you're doing. And that's what I'm talking about, being honest. Be honest to yourself. You know, we can sit there and talk about other people, but think about what you're doing and think about who you are and what, you know, what you've done now. Do you really have the right to do that? No. And sometimes people may do stuff that hurts you or hurts your feelings and stuff, and you want to, you know, angrily, you know, defend yourself and be upset. You know, but see, God tries to pull us out of it because he knows that when we're angry, we tend to make bad decisions. And so that's why he says vengeance is of the Lord. In other words, I got your back. Don't worry about it. You just keep doing what you're supposed to do. You pray about it, give it to me, I got it. And so, but the only way that this can happen is that we really pay attention and honest with ourselves about who we are. And, you know, and it's going to take time because God is constantly molding us to be the people that he wants us to be, the man or the woman that he wants us to be. And it takes time. You know, so many times people go, oh, you said you went to church and you got saved, but you still, I see you over at the bar. Well, you know what? I'm saved. I am saved, but I still got issues, and I'm working on that, you know? I'm working on who I am, and I'm never going to be perfect. So you can judge me all you want, and you can be unsaved all you want. But I feel good because I know I have God working on me and guiding my steps, and I at least I know I have a problem, and I went to him to save me. And to help me to be a better person. So anyway, let's try to be honest with ourselves as much as we can. You know, and I know it's hard. Sometimes we just, like, we do what we do. It's hard not to be who we are, right? We just, like, that's how we've been for so many years. But at some point, if we realize it's wrong, we need to fix the situation. We need to rectify, and we not need to. And don't pretend that, you know, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. It ain't gonna be okay if we don't do anything about it. I hate when somebody says that. Oh, that's gonna be okay. If you're not doing anything about it, it's not gonna be okay. We have to take charge. We have to take responsibility for who we are. You know, we ask God to bless us, but we need to bless ourselves too and try to do the right things. At least do that part. At least do that part. I mean, leave the big stuff to him. But we can do the little things, right? Can't we? Can we at least try? You know, be kind to people that are mean to you. Can we? That's hard. That's hard. To be nice to people that are mean to you, like, whoa. But you know, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to have a problem with you. I would love to laugh with you, and I would love to learn something from you, and maybe we can learn something from each other. Maybe we can laugh together. It's so much better to laugh together than to yell at each other. You know, let's just try to enjoy life because we're only here for so long, and so. But the best thing that we can do is to try to be honest with ourselves about who we are and what we're thinking and what we're saying and how we are behind closed doors, you know? Anyway, guys, Just wanted you to think about that throughout the week, you know, and test yourself. Try to correct yourself. Try to be better. Try to be your best. Do your best to be your best, because it's important. It's really important. It blesses others. That's the, see, sometimes we can do something that may be hard on us. Like, for instance, driving down the street and you see someone's car is broke down, they're trying to change their tire. Maybe it's a lady and she don't have the physical capability to jack up the car and all that stuff. But you got somewhere to go, but you pull over and you get out the car and you're sweating trying to get to help her, and at the same time you want to get to where you go. But you get the car jacked up, you get the wheel off and you put the other wheel on for her, you jack it down and you put the tire in the car. And she says, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And you say, oh, you're welcome. You know, you take care. That's a wonderful, beautiful deed. You get in your car and you try to get to where you got to get to. You might be a little late. But in the meantime, this lady is saying on the phone to others, oh, this beautiful man just stopped and he helped me out and he just really blessed me. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I was so stressed out. I needed to. You know, whatever the case is, you know, I had no one else to call. And God sent you. See, that blessing goes on beyond what you know. That's why it's always important to try to do the right thing. You know, and don't look for the glory, because the glory belongs to God. All the glory belongs to you, Lord. Remember that song I just played? All the glory belongs to you. So he died for us, so all the glory belongs to him now. He came back to save us, so all the glory belongs to him, right? He's helping us in our situations. He's trying to bless us in these difficult things that we're going through. All the glory belongs to him, because he's amazing in that way. So thank you, God. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us and helping us through our difficult situations. You know, I mean, life is so hard sometimes. We make a mess of things that don't necessarily have to be. And so we're so grateful. We also want to pray for Brother Don Fleming, Father. We just ask that you lift him up in his situation that is really painful for him right now. So we thank you for him, and we pray that you will bless him and guide him and take care of him and take care of him in his need, in his time of need. We love you so much, God, and we thank you for everything. We thank you for everyone. We ask that you just bless our brothers and sisters around the world. Please, Father, protect them throughout this week, and just send your Holy Spirit to guide us, to keep us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father. Let us be a blessing to your kingdom and show us how it's done. We thank you for everything, and we love you so much. Amen and amen and amen. And to all my brothers and sisters around the world, we love you. And here at Soul Light Records Radio, from all of us, Greg, Ashton, and myself, we just want to say thank you for being a part of Soul Light Records Radio. And just always showing us love. All right? So, guys, go be with God. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And make sure that Jesus is your priority. Amen.
Strength. When my mind says I'm not good enough. We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo!
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things, just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple.
She broke your throne and she cut your hair in front.